Animals like human beings are sentient living beings capable of experiencing various degrees of pain and emotional suffering, and hence deserve our attention, care and protection. Those are the opening words to the Act on the Protection of Animals Against Cruelty, which the Czech government wants to amend in order to crack down on inhumane commercial pet breeding centres. Brian Kennedy has the details.
The draft amendment approved by the government on Monday is targeting puppy farms and other commercial pet breeders operating under unfavorable conditions or on such a large scale as to cause suffering or deny dogs and cats their needs. A commercial breeder found to have endangered the psychological, biological, or ethological needs of the animals up for sale would face fines of up to €500,000, or about €20,000. If they failed to keep accurate health and pedigree records, they would face fines of up to €2,000. But if signed into law, would the measures actually have any teeth? Critics say the country has failed to allocate enough resources to enforce existing measures. Furthermore, pedigrees and vaccination reports are easily faked and hard to verify if signed by unscrupulous vets. And the problem is also about brokers, that is, people who resell animals bred in countries with less stringent laws or enforcement measures. Teresa Plitzka is co-founder of the non-profit whistleblower group A Voice for Animals, along with her husband, a lawyer recently awarded by the Czech Bar Association for his pro bono work in bringing abusive breeders and sellers to justice. They have long lobbied to amend the current law.
It can truly amount to cruelty to animals. They are crowded into cages in horrible conditions. Of course, there is no veterinary care when the breeder only cares about maximizing profits. The dogs are covered in excrement because they are not let out. It might even be years before they are sold, and they have never seen grass.
Nikdy nevidí trávu, nedostanou se ven.
In particular, popular and therefore lucrative breeds such as Chihuahuas and Yorkshire Terriers may be forced to breed before having reached maturity. They are kept in a near constant state of pregnancy or nursing and pumped full of hormones in order to increase their fertility. All of this leads to problems for both the mother and their offspring, such as heart and kidney disease and other congenital defects. Teresa Plitzka again.
O zdravotních problémech, to je další věc.
Health problems are another issue. People think they are getting a bargain if they buy a Chihuahua without proper papers for a few thousand crowns. But they don't know what state the dog is really in. It's a pig in a poke. The animal could die in a matter of weeks. Many have not been vaccinated or dewormed, let alone cared for.
Protože, jak jsem říkala, očkování tam není, nějaká péče tam není, odčervení tam není.
Among other things, the draft amendment to the Act on Animal Cruelty, now before the lower house of parliament, also sets stricter conditions on the number of litters that dogs and cats can have. At most, it would be up to 3 in 2 years. It further sets stricter conditions on the breeding of wild and so-called circus or performing animals. The move was in part spurred on by the recent killing of an unlicensed trainer by his pet lion and the illegal sale of tiger parts by a relative of the famous Czech circus family, Berosek.